Dead Drunk Detective is recorded with a live studio audience at the Leicester Square Theatre in London.
My name's Johnny Stumbles. I'm a zombie who solves crimes in a district where the culprits might literally be monsters. How do I cope? Booze. I'm a dead drunk detective. The last time my sister visited, Betty was kidnapped and my bartender turned out to be evil. So you can understand why I was a little cautious when she came back.
Hello, Johnny.
Hello, Melissa.
Hello, both of you.
So good of you to join us, sis. I thought I'd never see you here again. I say thought, I mean hoped.
Likewise. Hey, I hear Ma and Pa dropped by. How was that?
Mum asked if I was gay and Dad nicked one of my bottles of scotch.
So pretty standard.
Also, they didn't know he was a zombie.
Really? Funny. That's usually the first thing anyone notices about him.
Yeah, that or his breath.
Yes, yuck. Get a mint.
Now, as much fun as it would be for you two to insult me in stereo, I'm afraid I've got some serious work to do.
Betty, is that true or is he lying like a sleepy dog?
Nah, he's on the money. Not a lot of it, but some. He's been hired to investigate the biggest crime in town.
Ooh, let me help.
You won't like the case.
I don't like you, but that doesn't stop me visiting. Go on, let's work together again, please.
Fine, but on one condition. If you mention that Mum and Dad want me over for Christmas, then you're out.
That's slightly awkward, considering I'm here to drop off their card.
Oh, I noticed. Tucked on Betty's desk.
Hey, chuck it on your own desk.
Good idea. That way I can throw it at you like a frisbee when I'm bored. Melissa, you can help solve this mystery.
Super. What's the case?
You're chasing the town's serial killer.
Oh.
Still interested in helping out?
Yes, I am.
Then let's go to the sewers!
What?
Oh, didn't I mention? That's where we'll find our first suspect. As fun as it would be to take my sister to a sewer just to see her squirm, a serial killer is no laughing matter. Which is ironic, as the first person we were visiting was a clown. Oi, big shoes. We'd like to ask you a few questions.
Weed?
No, that smell is the sewers. Oh, right. Yes, we. Melissa and Johnny, zombie detective.
He's the zombie and I'm the detective.
That is not true.
Well, she's clearly not the zombie. Your nose is peeling.
So what? Yours is red.
It comes off.
So would mine if I tweak it hard enough. We're here because we're investigating the recent spate of killings.
Oh, so you automatically come for a clown. Well, I hate to break it to you, but killer clowns ain't really a thing.
Have you ever killed someone?
Yeah.
Are you a clown?
Yeah.
Then you're a killer clown.
Guilty as charged. But not of the murders in the last few weeks. Nah, those really disturbed me.
You saw it happen?
No, I read about them in the paper.
I'm surprised you can get it delivered down here. I can barely get a pizza to my office.
You don't eat pizza.
No, but it'll do as a gift when I forget it's Betty's birthday. So why are you down here?
Yeah. Are you spying on people? Are you tailing a crush? Ooh, are you practicing magic tricks?
What if I told you I'm down here because I'm scared?
Then I'd laugh as much as when you get a pie in the face.
Before noticing you have a machete.
In which case we wouldn't laugh. Unless you slipped on a banana skin.
Are you quite done?
Actually, I have a few more. Forget it. I'll tell them to Melissa en route to our next place.
Great. Anywhere's got to be better than this sewer.
Don't count on it. Next, we're going to hell.
Aww.
If there's one place I'd find all the murder victims, it'd be a morgue. But if I needed to speak to them, I reckoned I'd better visit Satan.
Oh, you're a fluffy kitty. Such a fluffy kitty. Oh, yes you are. Yes you are.
Ahem.
Ah, you're a fluffy kitty.
Fluffy kitty will burn for eternity in a lake of flames as hot as a thousand...
Oh, she's run off. Stumbles. Lady Mortal, what can I do for you?
Johnny, am I wrong, or would Lady Mortal be a really cool name for me?
We're detectives, not supervillains. Hail, Satan. We just thought we'd pop by.
Pop by? Nobody pops by to hell. What do you want?
All right. We're interested in serial killers.
Take your pick. I've access to thousands.
We're more looking for victims.
Oh. Then take your pick. I've access to thousands.
Okay, there's been a bunch of murders in my town. Can we speak to the people from those?
You cannot.
This is a criminal investigation. How dare you impede the course of justice?
Hang on, have a go, hero. The reason you cannot speak to them is because their faces were torn to shreds.
Still sure you want to help me with this case?
I can bring them to you if you want.
No!
Sorry, was that in response to my question or his?
His. We can't recover any useful information from a bunch of limbs.
I'm sure it wouldn't do us any harm.
Oh.
Melissa's right. Don't bring us scraps. Was there anything the victims have in common?
Besides their current resemblance to Pate?
Yes. Any mutual friends? Significant wealth? Were they monsters?
That's a bit harsh.
As in, were they vampires or zombies?
You're the only zombie in town.
Potentially not true anymore, but I do like people saying it.
The victims don't have anything in common. They were probably just something for someone to nibble on.
Ooh, that reminds me. I haven't had lunch.
By which you mean scotch.
Sure, it's a liquid lunch. Right, so we'd better get going. Satan, if any victims come to you intact, do give us a call.
And if they're not intact?
Then I'm not coming.
The last time I went to my office with Melissa, we found Betty was missing. This time, even worse news. She was still there.
All right, so we've been to a sewer, we've been to hell. Where are you taking me next? The dentist?
I'd never go to a dentist. I ain't been given a drink, then asked to spit it out. Betty, any news on the case?
No, but we were called about life insurance.
I can't get any. I'm technically dead.
That's no excuse for not paying your bills. What about you two? You managed to get any clues from the victims?
No. Unfortunately, it transpires they've all been torn to shreds and reduced to wet meat.
So if anything, they'd find hell to be light relief.
Be serious for a moment. People are dying.
Yeah, judging by your reaction to his jokes, so is he.
Come on, she's right. We should focus on the case.
Thank you. So, where are we going next?
The pub.
Johnny!
To canvass for witnesses. Someone's bound to have seen something. So let's hope they're not drinking to forget. Familiarity breeds contempt. But not if what you're familiar with is a pub. We went to my favourite place, the Coffin.
Do you still get free drinks here?
Daily and multiple. Want a whiskey, ice and slice?
Pass. I don't need any alcohol. This mystery is already making me feel sick.
Suit yourself. I'll go without a drink too. For about 3 seconds. Bartender!
No one's serving. Looks like we'll have to start asking around for witnesses.
I suppose. Stupid lazy bartenders. Wait, over there. Is that...
Hey, dude.
Vince Hampshire. Melissa, this is the man I found when working that case with Mum and Dad.
Ooh, who's the lucky lady?
Nobody special. She's my sister.
Huh. Do you bring your family to every investigation?
Not if I can help it, although lately I do seem to be making a habit of it.
That's not the only habit you should break.
Say, how's that bite treating you? Did you find out who got you?
Yeah, actually. They got back in touch. Turns out you're right. It was a zombie.
But I'm the only zombie in town, so who...
It was her.
Hello, Jonathan.
Oh, no. Melissa, you know how I used to be your sober human brother and then a volatile, malevolent zombie bit me?
Yes.
Well, that's the zombie.
Oh, my. Johnny.
Yes, Melissa?
Mum and Dad want you home for Christmas.
Why would you say... right, the code for you to leave. Run, Melissa, run!
Oh, like you needed to tell me twice!
So, can I leave, or...?
Stay. Jacqueline, did you bite this man?
I did.
And did you mutilate slash eat a bunch of locals recently?
I did. And you know what? I ate that sewer clown too.
Well, I hope he tasted funny.
How apt. An old joke for an old friend.
Old? Yes. Friend? No. Why do you do all this, Jacqueline?
Well, I had to get your attention somehow, didn't I?
You could have just rung. You didn't have to eat people.
Of course I did. We're zombies, Jonathan. It's what we do.
Maybe you do, you uncivilized throwback. I solve mysteries.
Now, that's no way to speak to your creator.
You didn't make me. I was created by a nice human couple called Sarah and Hugh.
How dare you! I made you what you are today. Drunk and a zombie. But if you're so ungrateful, then I'm going to have to hurt you. How about I make your town mine?
You can't do that. This is my territory now.
Why? Have you pissed on it? Because I can cover that up with blood and guts and your head!
All right, that's a bit much. So you want to challenge me for this place?
Very much so.
Then it's on.
Yes,
you can leave now.
Thank you.
What about me?
You stay right where you are.
To be continued.
Dead Drunk Detective Rest in Pieces was written and created by Brendan Way. It starred Arfie Mansfield as Johnny Stumbles, Dan Luxton as Satan, Johnny Bryars as Vince Hampshire, Kate Oswald as Betty, Leanna Wigginton as Melissa, Mark Johnson as the psychotic clown, and Sophie Pumphrey as Jackie. It was produced and mixed by Catherine Kerr and Edmund Farger for Podcast Adventures, with original music composed by Tom Hodge and artwork by Amy Sajan Surveys.